Call the meeting to order for the Port of Astoria Board of Commissioners, regular session, October 7th. Any other roll call, please?
Commissioner Hill.
Here.
Commissioner Fickle.
Present.
Commissioner Stevens.
Here.
Commissioner Campbell.
Here.
And Commissioner Roan.
Here. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any changes or additions to the agenda? Next item is public comment. For items on the agenda, once covered by a public hearing, this is an opportunity to speak for the commission for 3 minutes regarding any item on the agenda. Public comment received by the deadline will be read aloud. Do we have any public comment online? Okay. Our next item is a consent calendar. It can be either approved, but if any member has questions about any particular item, that item can be removed from the consent calendar for discussion or questions. But if there aren't any, a motion would be appropriate to approve the consent calendar.
I move to approve the consent calendar as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Consent calendar is approved. Action item, purchase vehicles and equipment with FEMA alternate funding source project. Turn it over to, I believe, Deputy Director McGrath.
Thank you, Commissioner Roan. Yes, on page 25 of your packets, just to follow up on the last meeting, these are the pieces of equipment that we're looking for approval from the commission to purchase in this round. The total you see at the bottom for this round is $283,223.18. It includes seven different pieces of equipment that you see there. And you're talking about administrative staff. It's a Highlander that we ended up getting, a box fan, security vehicles, and those types of things. So far, including this $283,000, it would take us to $738,000 of the $788,000 that we are looking to spend on this equipment for the FEMA grant. And so that will leave us with three additional pieces of equipment that we'll be bringing to the commission next time that we'll finish it all out. And that will include another forklift, a scanner for our GIS and all of our plans, and then is a mower head for that mini excavator. And then that will finish us all off. Our intent was to get these things loaded or get these taken care of, hopefully by the end of this week, so that we can submit for the grant reimbursement, which is going to take us a couple of months to get with things that are going on with FEMA right now. So with that, I will turn it over to the commission and open it up for any questions.
I noticed the guys had a brand new trailer out at the airport today. Is that part of this?
It is. It is. That was approved last time. Yep.
Yeah. So. It's like Christmas, you know.
I've talked to a few staff members who are very appreciative of getting some of this equipment. Some of these things have been items that have been on the sort of first rendition of our budget for many, many years, and then ultimately get scratched as we try to balance. And so it has been a bit of a welcome change to have access to some outside money like this to take care of. I mean, some of these departments have had, especially vehicles that have been so far outdated that it was, you know, it's time. And so I did, just for your reference, there is, although, you know, we have the approximately $750,000 grant through FEMA, because of the timing of purchasing the equipment and then the reimbursement, you know, cash flow is going to be low here for the next month or two. So I did meet with Jack Ficken this morning, our banker down at Lewis and Clark Bank, just to kind of give him a heads up what was going on, because our total deposits are going to be fairly low until we get that reimbursement amount. So he even brought up the idea that if need be, they could do some sort of kind of a short-term credit line. I don't think we'll have to go down that road But I did make him aware that he's going to see a dip in caps over the next couple months. So.
We're going to get rid. Does this mean we get rid of some other vehicles and things that we don't no longer need, or is this just being added?
Yeah, I think some of the vehicles we would get rid of, and we have a process for that for how we surplus those things, depending on kind of the estimated value. And so a lot of those would probably go, we would get rid of through an online auction.
There is a motion provided if someone would like to make the motion to purchase vehicles and equipment. Yeah. A step.
I'll make them.
I move to approve RFE 0228 TAC 0234. The total amount of $283,157.56 for the purchase of equipment and vehicles through the FEMA Alternate Funding Sources Project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any other additional questions or comments?
I have a question. Am I reading this correct? On page 25, it's a different amount than on the motion here, 283,157 versus 283,223. Is that the same number? Or?
Oh, yeah.
The final amount for tax title license fees.
Which one? Huh?
This one. That is the actual one that we spent. The one on the motion.
The
actual one on the motion is correct?
Yes.
Yeah, one on the motion is correct.
Yeah. Excellent. Observation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Our next item is a T-hanger rehabilitation FAA grant. Deputy Director McGrath.
Yes, if you'll go ahead and turn to page 29 of your packet. Just wanted to bring this to the commission's attention. This is just the FAA grant agreement for the T-hanger reconstruction for the rehab work that we're going to be doing on this. And just as a reminder, you see in that second paragraph there where it, at the top where it says the Federal Aviation Administration for and on behalf of the United States hereby offers and agrees to pay 95% of the allowable costs. So for that entire project, 95% of this will be funded by the FAA. The remainder will be funded by ODA. So this is, you know, literally $0 out of pocket for us. So if you look at number one, the maximum obligation we're looking at for FAA is $318,913. And so this is submitted to the commission this evening for approval.
This was a continuation of something we looked at our last meeting, I believe, the T-hanger rehabilitation. I think you provided pictures and stuff at that point.
I don't think we have the pictures in this one.
Anyway, are there any questions or comments? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
Just to clarify, are we doing one single row?
One single row, just a row right now.
We're not picking the worst ones of the bunch. And
The intent was to do a row and then B1, try to get that done because that's a really bad one.
Uh-huh.
So to add that as maybe a change order to get that one done. Because we
six of them, right?
What's that?
Yeah. Six hangers.
11.
Oh,
that's 11 of them.
Yeah. Are you going to do
all, yeah, all of A row back and front, okay. And then B1. So,
oh, good. Do we anticipate that we can repeat this?
Yes, this is the intent, is that to use the NPE, so the non-primary entitlement funds that we get, to stack those up every couple of years and then do another row in a couple of years.
Great. Thank you.
Well, I'll move to approve that grant agreement in the total maximum obligation amount of $318,913 for this T-hanger rehabilitation project as presented.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second for the T-hanger rehabilitation FAA grant agreement. Any additional questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passed. The next item is public comment for non-agenda items. Any comments from? No. So, commission reports. Commissioner Hill.
Actually, I don't have anything, but I just want to say that currently I'm spending half of every week or more up in Portland for a couple of reasons. And I've missed some things that I wanted to be at. And I'm kind of stuck with that for a while. So forgive me for looking like I'm not here. I'll do the best I can.
Commissioner Fickle?
You look just fine.
After our last meeting, the following day, me and Robert here were privileged to attend the SDAO, Special District Association of Oregon. And I found it very, very informing. A lot of the questions I had about, you know, public service and my role on this board or any board in general. Best practices, things to do, things not to do. So I wanted to thank, I think Deanna set it up for me. You guys paid for it, and I probably didn't have a choice. You had to do it. But I was well worth my time, and I appreciate being able to go there.
Mr. Stevens.
Well, let me just say about that special district training. It's the fourth time I've been through it. I think it's starting to sink in. One other comment just for commissioners and those who are present here. The instructor is our attorney, Eileen. And she is more forthcoming with answers to questions than when you call up the ethics office in Salem. Why is that? I don't know. She's very knowledgeable. I would suspect that maybe the people in Salem are hesitant to give you an answer because if something goes wrong, they kind of figure that you blame it on them. Anyway, very informative as always. I also attended the Oregon Public Ports meeting. Now, right here, we were the host this time. Learned that just about everybody else in the public port business here in Oregon is suffering the same problems. You know, misery loves company, so yeah, I walked away feeling pretty good about that one too. I attended Congresswoman Bonamici's town hall, and I did mention to her we're grateful for the things that her and her assistant Epson do for us. I think I did take the time to mention to her that we had a tar pit of permitting and that we had solved the problem with the local municipality and we're moving on with the rest of the 2 years of permitting. I mentioned that I didn't see any reason why we should have to mitigate for a pier that's already in place. We're not building any pier, we're repairing it. She wrote down a lot of this stuff and said she had a colleague that works high up in the EPA in Washington, D.C. But I did say I think that we're going to get through it okay. Our forecast is that we'll get through this before that $25 million grant from MARAD sunsets. But I told her that we would call her if we found that that wasn't going to be the case. That's all I have to report.
I think that's great that you thanked her for her support. I know that Executive Director Isom has talked about how they've been the most responsive of our delegation to the fort.
Thank you.
Commissioner Campbell.
Well, I attended the same meeting. You covered about everything. Lasted 2 days.
Public ports, you mean?
Yeah, OPA. Guess that's how you pronounce it. It was the same boilerplate that we get about every time, but informative. We knew some of it. About it.
Don't have anything to add, so I'll go to the executive director comments.
Hey, Commissioner Rohn. Just a few items for today. I was going to mention that the OPPA meeting that I attended with Commissioner Stevens and Campbell, and it is It's always interesting in those types of meetings how the ports themselves can be so dissimilar, but a lot of our problems are the same. And so we did hear presentations on a number of topics from the FEMA BIOP issue that as of late has been very well publicized in this area. There was also a legal representative from Cable Houston who was talking about some rules and potential opportunities for ports in terms of managing their properties specifically with homelessness and crime that I think maybe some other ports are experiencing to a greater extent than we are. And so that was a good update and to kind of hear what some of the rules and the cans and can'ts in terms of dealing with some of that stuff. And then just in the round table discussion that we had, I'm always it's always a bit eye-opening because of the port landscape in Oregon, you basically have 20 medium to small size ports for which we're one of those, and then just a few big ports. But with the smaller ports, sort of the range of issues that we deal with here tends to be far greater than a lot of those other ports. And I think a lot of that is just because of sort of the diversity of the types of businesses and industries that we're involved with here in Astoria are a little bit unique to us, and that most smaller ports have one or two core businesses, whereas we have seven or eight in terms of things that we do. And even if we're not a major player in any one of those, we still have to deal with the same issues that some of the bigger ports do in managing much smaller assets. So, Mark Landauer, who's the executive director of OPPA, is a very well-informed guy, very in tune with what's going on in Salem. And so it's always good to get to hear from him and get his perspective on some of the ongoings at the state level that we may not hear as much here out in Astoria. And then last week, late last week, we did have some members of the Northwest Regional Solutions team that met in this room, and specifically we're meeting on some of the proposed development that's going to be happening. Two of the projects that were discussed, one of them was the waterfront development here at the port, but also the North Coast Business Park, because our developer Wes Dietrich from Atlin is also involved with the North Coast Business Park. And so we had representatives from the governor's office, from DSL, DEQ, Business Oregon, also had the county manager was here, Don Boone, as well as the deputy manager, Monica Steele, was here. So it was a pretty full room and a good opportunity. Wes did a lot of the presenting as far as the projects go, just to kind of give them an overview and talk about potential issues that could come up or obstacles. And so I think in an ideal world, this should be how things work, that up front you get together with these agencies and figure out what the problems might be, how we might solve those so that there's no surprises down the road. And so hopefully meetings like that will pay dividends down the road. It does seem like sometimes things always come up or there's unexpected things that come out of the agencies, but I think this is getting off on the right foot at least. I think I did want to let the commission know the lease the group for the management of the Riverwalk Inn Hotel expires at the end of this month, so October 31st. And so I've been working with Ganesh on a lease amendment that after October 31st would turn that lease into just a month to month. And so based on the timing of the waterfront development, how long it takes to get permits, and getting feedback from Wes on that, he was very supportive of them continuing to operate until which time basically we're ready to demo that facility. And so I just wanted to make the commission aware that we did execute a simple month to month, and that gives the port flexibility into the future of whenever we're ready to move forward with that project. And then two other quick ones. We do have our last cruise ship of the season, I believe, is next Tuesday due in here. And then you may have seen it was in the newspaper as well as I think the Port social media, Asbury School District social media, but the port has been working on a project with the Astoria High School art class for some painting down here on Pier 1 near the cruise terminal. And so Stacy from our staff has been working directly with the teacher and students there at Astoria. And so I've heard a lot of positive feedback on that partnership. And so I think it's going to turn out to be a good deal for both the kids as well as the port.
Along that line, why isn't the commissioner invited to these things?
To what thing?
Well, these meetings that Wes has. Why aren't we invited to set in? I think there's a lot of input that could come from commissions.
So you think it should be a public commission meeting that we do these?
Nothing more than the commission should be updated and just set in on. And they've probably got some ideas and some input into the projects. I know I do.
Yeah.
He is an investor, so it's his project. And we'll work collaboratively, but I don't think it's going to be a Montessori brainstorming session that we might turn it into. So I think there's a fine line there, my opinion.
We're the ones that ultimately have to make the decision, so I don't know why we shouldn't be involved.
I can anticipate that might be intimidating for some of the people who would speak freely because we'd have to label it a public meeting.
Okay, and more time to talk with the staff after the meeting or next week about those sort of concerns. If there are no additional questions, anyone?
I have a question on the Riverwalk. I assume we're working on some kind of a grant for the demolition.
Demolition of the facility?
Yes.
We've actually been, it was a discussion item he had with Wes and Garth last week when we met with them. And again, this isn't all worked out yet. But
is it proprietary? I don't want to ask.
Oh, no. One of the big challenges in working with these guys is sort of delineating what's going to be their responsibility versus the port's responsibility. And so part of that strategy is, you know, the port has access to certain funds of a public entity that they may not. And so that's helping drive some of these decisions. There's other considerations in terms of things like common areas, parking. You know, one of the big elements of their plan is a boardwalk that's going to, you know, be available to the public that runs through here. And, you know, with an asset like that, that itself isn't going to be revenue producing. Of, you know, could the port potentially go out and obtain some grants for that? So I guess in terms of the final plan of who's doing what, that hasn't completely been determined yet. We would like to, at least from my perspective, as much as we can. I mean, this is what these guys do is they develop properties. So we'd like to, if it makes sense, have them do it. But if, again, if it makes more sense for the port to take some of these things on, especially if we can obtain outside funding, then that probably makes sense.
Thank you. So, yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right. The executive director comments. Next is the upcoming meeting dates of October 21st for our workshop and our November 4th meeting for our regular session. With that, the meeting's adjourned.